Could this be next? Understanding Ezekiel chapter 38 in light of today. The sons of Issachar had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. That biblical insight, 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32, guides our posture as believers today. While the world spins in confusion, Scripture gives us clarity. Pastor Jack Hibbs, in a powerful June 15 real life update, walks viewers through Ezekiel chapter 38 and its possible unfolding right before our eyes. This is not speculation. This is Scripture. In a geopolitical moment where Israel has launched unprecedented strikes against Iran, Hibbs calls us to view the scene through a prophetic lens, not punditry. He reminds us that God is a covenant-keeping God who has not forsaken Israel and never will. The unfolding drama is not merely about land or politics but about God's faithfulness to His Word. Watch the full briefing here. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Israel's covenant still stands. God's promises to Israel are irrevocable, Romans chapter 11 verse 29. Hibbs reminds viewers that what we are witnessing is not the Ezekiel chapter 38 war yet, but the lineup of nations and players foretold in Scripture has never aligned this closely in all of human history. Iran, Persia, Russia, Magog, and other aligned nations are stirring exactly as the prophet Ezekiel described. But why does this matter to Christians? Because if God does not keep His promises to Israel, He has no obligation to keep His promises to us. Fortunately, He does. As Hibbs puts it, if God can save a Jew, He can save a you. Antisemitism, satanic or scriptural? Hibbs is blunt. Rising antisemitism is demonic. The war against Israel is not just military or ideological, it is spiritual. Islam, as Hibbs points out, has at its core the annihilation of Israel. Why? Because Satan knows that if Israel is gone, there's no throne in Jerusalem for Christ to return to, Zechariah chapter 14 verse 4, Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 to 16. That's the goal. Disrupt God's redemptive plan. But God's covenant still stands. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up, Amos chapter 9 verse 15. The church, be ready. Whether the rapture comes before or after the Ezekiel chapter 38 conflict, Hibbs issues a clear warning. We are closer than we've ever been. The world is not falling apart, it's falling into place. Christians must walk as sons of light, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 4-6, and boldly proclaim truth. The question remains, are you ready? If the church is removed before this prophetic war, will you be among those caught up? If after, will you stand firm while others waver? Either way, Hibbs pleads, don't gamble your soul. God has already provided the atonement in Christ. Final thought, what will you do with this? Ezekiel chapter 38 is more than a prophecy, it's a test of faith in God's word. As Hibbs concludes, if we can see Jews gathered in their land today, if we can see the nations lining up exactly as Scripture said they would, then how can we not also trust God's offer of salvation through Jesus Christ?